Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, where Matt and Blake are alone in the living room.
After all these years and all the distance between us, I still want you.
Matt, don't.
Don't what? Say how I truly feel to you? What do I have to lose? I know you don't care about me, and you apparently haven't thought about me at all since we were in high school. But you know what? I don't care. Maybe it's all the wine I've consumed tonight making me say these things, but you can know that it's the truth.
We can't go back. We're not kids anymore.
Have you ever been with another guy?
What kind of question is that? My sex life is none of your business, Matt.
We were each other's first lovers, Blake. What happened to the old adage, you never forget your first love?
Why are you doing this now?
I don't know. Because I spent the evening watching Marilyn fawn all over you?
First of all, Marilyn doesn't fawn over anyone. It's not her. And second, why do you even care?
The feelings I had for you when we were in high school, they didn't go away. No matter where I've gone or what I've done, they've always been there, Blake. So maybe you can forget all about me. But for me, that old adage is true.
What are you saying?
I think I made myself clear. I still want you. I don't know any other way to say it.
Matt, I think you should go.
If you look deep down inside yourself, can you honestly say that not even a tiny part of you wants me to?
It doesn't matter.
The hell it doesn't? Be honest with me, Blake. Do you have any feelings at all left for me?
No.
Well, I don't believe you.
Matt, we can't.
Oh, yes, we can. Your kiss just told me all I need to know.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In the master bedroom of Larissa's penthouse, Alexandra has just dropped a bombshell on Andrew.
Excuse me, child? Did you say child?
Yes, I did. Child. You're going to be a father, Andy.
No. This can't be right. Are you telling me Larissa is pregnant?
Yes. The baby's due on Christmas Day, and it's a little boy.
So my wife is pregnant and in prison? Can you see why I don't want to come back to this life? Andrew Jones is very messed up.
And you loved it, Andy. Always trying to get ahead. Staying one step ahead of every woman you ever seduced.
It just doesn't sound like me.
Well, someday, hopefully soon, you are going to remember. And I'll have my brother back.
But I'm seeing Connie now. And I'm falling hard for her, Alex.
Well, you can continue seeing this Connie person as Andrew Jones. You are separated from Larissa, you know.
You know, I don't think Connie would want to be romantic with me if I had a wife and a son on the way. She has a son, too, and I know she wouldn't want to give him a bad impression.
So what are you going to do? Pretend to be Adam Johnson forever? If you care about Connie so much, wouldn't you want to be honest with her? Oh, geez, I can't believe I'm saying that to you.
I don't want to lie, but I know if I just have a little more time with her, we can be on solid ground, and maybe if she finds all this out, she'll stay with me.
Andy, you're talking like you're in love with this woman or something.
Well, maybe I am.
My brother has never been in love with anyone.
You've got to understand, I'm a new man, Alex. There's a feeling I get when I'm with Connie that's so amazing. I feel deep down that I need to hold on to that.
Well, do whatever you want about Connie, but I want to make sure you see a doctor about your head and you have a decent place to live.
So what do you suggest I do now?
Let me talk to Larissa about you staying here, and then, first thing tomorrow, I'm taking you back to the hospital. We have to get you checked out.
But I'm fine, Alex.
Then you've got nothing to worry about, right?
At Connie's apartment, Hannah has just arrived.
So, Con, fill me in on this Adam Johnson.
I guess news travels fast.
When were you going to tell me?
It wasn't a secret, especially with Clint around. I just didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
Well, Clint's in his room, so I want all the gory details. Spill!
Okay. Tell me how much you know already.
Well, I know he works at Wilson's Diner, and you met him there. And I knew you've been seeing him. So, what's he like?
Oh, Hannah, he's so sweet and considerate. I've never met anyone like him.
Wow, he sounds great. I don't remember hearing you sound so excited about a guy in a long time.
You're telling me. I mean, I don't want to sound like a schoolgirl having her first crush, but every guy I've even thought about dating for the past few years has turned out to be a total jerk.
And the fact that he's a busboy in a diner, that doesn't bother you?
Well, it's not like I need to find a man to support me. I get the feeling that Adam has other things he wants to do with his life, but maybe he just lacks confidence or something.
The most important thing is how he makes you feel.
He definitely passes that test.
I'm so excited for you, Connie. Maybe all three Richard sisters can finally find some happiness after all.
Including you?
I'm starting to think so, yeah.
Does this have anything to do with Todd?
Maybe.
Are the two of you officially a couple now?
Officially, we're just friends. But I think we're moving in that direction. We were supposed to go out to dinner tonight, but he had to work late.
How's his new job going?
A lot of late nights so far. His boss doesn't believe in 8-hour work days, apparently.
I know you've always been attracted to guys who could give you the finer things in life. Has that changed with Todd?
I know I've always had big dreams, but I'm not even thinking like that with Todd. Everything we do or talk about, it just seems so natural.
Then he sounds like the perfect guy for you.
I guess time will tell.
Any news on the job front?
Well, as luck would have it, I may be Charlie Dean's personal assistant.
Charlie Dean?
Blake Whitney's brother. He just bought TM Productions where Mac works, and he asked me to be his personal assistant.
So you'll be working with Mac?
Honestly, I have no idea what I'll be doing. I don't know Charlie very well, but I have a feeling this job will be very interesting.
Sitting in the back of his limo, Charlie is giving Gretchen a ride back to her apartment.
You didn't tell me you had a limo.
Yeah, I thought I'd ride in style tonight.
Well, you certainly are.
You know, the night is still young, Miss Gretchen. What do you say we enjoy this limo while we're here? A drink?
I don't live that far away.
Oh, we can take the scenic route. Ricardo, take your time getting Miss Gretchen home, would you?
Okay, fine. What do you have?
Well, I just happened to have this lovely chilled bottle of champagne that I was planning on drinking to celebrate the purchase of my production company, and now that you're here, you can celebrate with me.
Okay. One glass.
Oh, come on. One glass, two, what's the difference? We're celebrating here, right?
You seem like a guy who likes to get what he wants.
You know, that's the funny part, pretty lady. I actually haven't always been the strongest person in the world, but I've been working drastically on changing that. Buying this company was step number one. Here you go.
Thank you. Well, since it's your celebration, I'll make the toast. To new corporate tycoon Charlie Dean, long may you reign.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. Cheers.
So, you know, you were so busy asking questions tonight about everybody else, I didn't find out much about you, except for you buying this production company.
Oh, well, I can't let out all of my deep, dark secrets now, can I?
You have a lot of skeletons buried in your closet?
Maybe, just a few. No, in all honesty, I'm pretty much an open book. Let's see, what can I tell you about Charles Turner Dean, Jr.? First, I just love a beautiful woman.
Doesn't every man?
Yeah, every straight man, maybe. I really love a woman who can speak her mind and who can speak her heart.
Okay, what else?
And I love the feel of my fingers running up a woman's thigh and just knowing she's enjoying it.
Hey, where's your hand going?
You're a beautiful woman, Miss Gretchen. And you definitely speak your mind.
Charlie, what do you think you're doing?
At Murphy's Law, Ellie is talking to Nurse Grimm at the bar about William Burton.
He's dead? Yes, he is. And your mother killed him.
Wanda, you're not making sense to me. My mother wouldn't kill anyone.
My brother is in a mausoleum and Agnes Larkin put him there.
How? I don't understand.
Well, let me fill you in on a few of the details. William met Agnes in the spring of 1967. They were living in West Orange, New Jersey. He came home raving about his incredible girl he had met. We were excited to meet this girl, but he never introduced us. They had some secret love affair going on. It turns out Agnes was cheating on her boyfriend at the time, and they were keeping their relationship hush-hush.
That must have been my dad, Ron Walker. My parents grew up in West Orange.
William walked around Cloud 9 for a month or two. Then one day, he came home, and he wasn't the same.
What happened?
A couple of days later, a cop showed up at our door. He was there to arrest William.
Arrest him for what?
For rape. Agnes had accused him of raping her.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.